If you have ever been curious about Dungeons & Dragons, or the people who play it, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll Insight, where you will learn how to be a better player and what drew people to the game in the first place. Now, join us for Insight with your host, Daniel Wells.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ready, Set, Roll Insight. I am your host, Daniel Wells, and today I will be discussing editing with my good friend, Engines the Stone. I know him better as Rodar. How's it going, buddy?
Hi, everyone.
Now, my friend Rodar here, he is a large, rather good-going Twitch streamer, who was once the editor of the Z Team, and he was able to take the time off to come and record with me.
Well, you know, I do what I do.
So, this is a question I normally ask all people I interview. What was your first introduction or experience in tabletop RPGs as a whole?
Bloody hell, you're starting that far back. Okay. It started back when I can't remember exactly, but I came across a video on YouTube of some guys playing it live on stage, and I shared it with a friend of mine, and we both agreed it is something we had to do, not knowing anything about Dungeons and Dragons or Pathfinder, because that's where I started. Did some research. And ever since then, the whole roleplay, because I do a lot of LARP as well, which is live-action roleplay. It's basically Dungeons & Dragons, but you actually go and live it rather than just roll dice on the table.
Yes, yeah, LARP is just basically rolling to hit, but you're hitting people in real life.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, how many years do you think it's been since you started into tabletop RPGs and whatnot?
What year is it? It's it's probably close to like 13 years, I would imagine. I'm pretty certain I started in 2007. Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. I'm definitely still into my tabletop roleplay. I generally do a game on Sunday, but unfortunately due to some of the players, we've had to cancel that. But I am running that game. It's based off a book series I'm listening to on Audible, which is amazing.
So, what's your favorite class?
Barbarian. Wasn't that obvious?
So we go on to talking about what you're primarily here for, and that is the editing side of a podcast.
Ah, yes, the editing.
So was it wholly difficult for you to edit a podcast? And did you find difficulty in it?
To edit our podcast or a podcast in general? Our podcast, it wasn't hugely difficult. It was the strain of it, more so was the software that I had to edit in, not the actual audio itself, unless people forgot to press record. Yeah, or sometimes if the recording has been, you know, like sort of background noise and white noise and stuff like that, that is difficult to deal with. You have to start audio balancing and trying to cut out any bits that aren't important. But usually it's the software that I was using, because I was using a video editing software to try and just edit full audio. It didn't like it. Let's just put it that way. It used to crash a lot.
So the audio would crash a lot?
Oh, yes. You could, you know, it would wind me up every now and again after, you know, editing for five separate audio segments of 4 hours each, and then it crashing and not saving it. Always remember to save your work regularly while doing it. It's my piece of advice.
So, was there any troubles, like, in the audio editing process where, we had multiple mics on the Z team with trying to get everything synced up and going without any problems? Did you run into any technical difficulties at that time?
Yeah, so a few specifics I remember were... when we all did our syncing, which really helped, especially when we can count down as well. The whole count syncing actually worked really well, because you saw the peaks then of where the numbers were being said, so you can just line them up perfectly. But what happens is if anybody gets, because we did it all over the internet, but also recorded our own stuff, if anybody's computer or internet decided to lag, you would suddenly have a tiny gap where their entire audio gets pushed forward about half a second, and then you hear them talking over each other, but they're replying, and that is the worst. I had it a lot with one particular dude, which, to be fair, wasn't a massive problem, because when I knew what it was, I'm like, the first time you come across it, you panic. But when I figured out what the problem was, I looked out for it and, you know, prepped myself. This is going to be an issue today. Just, you know, so you have to cut a bit and then move everything down. You have to resync everything without the syncing process that we used. It's not easy, but you just have to, you have to listen out for your audio cues and everything else. It becomes about noticing the bars on the actual audio rather than actually listening, because, yeah, it gets kind of confusing to explain, but essentially sometimes people do talk over each other and you think they're replying to each other, so you sync them that way, and then you realize they're not, they're actually just literally just talking over each other. And it's like, ah, so that becomes a problem then, because you've then desynced all the audio for the rest of the four hour podcast. So yeah, there are a few challenges with them. But I think, and plus the editing software does not like full audio, especially 5 different audio segments that long. It used to hate it.
So were there any like big time wasters or like big technical difficulties that you had to involve yourself in while you were doing the editing process?
Oh God. I would say the biggest time waster was the fact that it was on a video software editing thing. But there are lots of horror stories I could give you about specific audio files that I received and just how to, like, some of them were my own audio files when I first started, when we first started the podcast. My setup was so bad that I had the audio I was listening to somehow feeding back into my microphone. So I had the DM talking to me through my earphones and then coming back through my microphone. So all of my entire audio was me and the DM. And that also had the internet lag, which meant that it was desynced, so I couldn't even sync it with the original. So, yeah, those days were when I had to spend countless hours cutting down my own audio to get rid of any time the DM spoke. So it became like, instead of one big long bar of 4 hours, it became like segments of seconds where I just talked. And we've had a few like that. I think I had one where it was just mostly white noise, or anybody who sits too close to their microphone and instead of having a good old giggle or instead of being a bit loud and excitable, they just come out as noise, like air blowing noise. Sometimes you have to cut entire segments out to just get rid of that, like, because they'll be replying to like a joke or something, because, you know, we did that on the podcast. We had a lot of jokes. We had a lot of fun with it. So we'd have to cut out someone's laugh or their reply to the joke, which meant you'd have to probably cut out the joke as well, because it wouldn't make any sense. Though I can't imagine there were too many great moments that I cut out. I tried to save as much as I can. But you have to know what people want to listen to and try and balance it all to make it entertaining and fun, but also clean and professional.
So what went into the decision-making of keeping clips and removing clips for the audio on the podcast?
Generally, it was personal preference based, but also based on close talks with the DM himself. Because being the owner of the podcast, he'll have the final say on what goes in and out. Generally, if I find a joke, like, say if we got a bit rowdy and I find a joke too offensive, this is me personally, then I would just be like, no, that cannot go in. If I found something to just be not entertaining, you know, if it was just a lot of umming and ahhing, which happens quite a lot. When you know yourself, when you play D&D, sometimes you think a little bit too hard, and before you know it, you're umming and ahhing for about 3 minutes before you make a decision on what you got to do. All of that goes, because that is just, you know, you want to, like I said, you want a clean, clean podcast that people are going to enjoy listening to. You don't, this is the problem with doing like D&D live and stuff. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have pre-planned everything. So if you don't, you're just going to be sat there umming and ahhing for a good half an hour. Like a combat segment could be literally 10 minutes, but you've got half an hour of umming and ahhing. That all gets cut out, or at least I try and cut out as much as I can, unless it adds something, you know, it turns into a joke or whatever. When it comes to other stuff, it's just basically if it's bad noises, silly noises, just terrible jokes. If they don't make me giggle, or if they seem a bit on the cusp, then I will go and discuss it with the DM and be like, is this something you want in? Or may take him the segment of audio and go, what about this? Do you like this? And then he'll have the final say on whether it stays in or not. But generally, it's based on my own personal feeling, because I'd like to say I'm quite a excitable human being. So I would laugh at mostly anything. I will laugh at mostly anything. So if it's bad enough to not make me giggle, it doesn't stay in. If I don't get offended easily either, so if it's bad enough to offend me, it definitely gets taken out. it's that sort of thing. It's all based on my personal preference. But if I'm a bit umming and ahhing about it, I will go straight to the owner of the podcast and go, what do you think? Your final say.
So what would you say is like the best part of being an audio editor? Like, what's the best moment you took from it?
Yeah, it's kind of mix up. Because for me, the best part is being able to experience the entire, like, podcast again. Like, the entire adventure again. But instead of being somebody who has to think on the spot, I can be somebody just enjoying the moments. And half the time I do find myself just randomly laughing at the shenanigans, I guess. The other part is when it's finished and I know that I did a good job, I get it reconfirmed by various other people that it's good, it feels, you know, it feels professional, feels clean, and then I can just look at it and go, yeah, I did that. I did a good job. I'm happy with what I did. So it's more of the creative side, but also the re-experiencing everything that we did. When I stopped being an active member in the actual podcast itself, other than just the editing, it became about experiencing the adventure for the first time. And then having to overcome any difficulties within the editing process, but also just listening to what the guys were doing while I was away, which was nice, because obviously I can't sit there and listen in. That would be silly. I might as well just star in it. But it's nice to hear what they got up to.
Did us saying like, hey, Rodar, take this out or remove this part in the podcast, did that help or hurt at all?
No, not at all. In fact, that helped a lot. If I had audio cues within the audio itself, I would listen out for them. And I would definitely do the best I can to keep or take out the parts that you guys wanted in. Now, I actually liked the fact that you gave me, yeah, because it's hard when you're not on the same sort of timeline as each other to be able to communicate. So I want to do if I want to do editing on a certain day, because this was quite a frustration process as well. If I want to do an editing on a certain day and people didn't send me all their audio, I'd get my ass in my hands, to be honest. And then it will be like, well, I kind of prepped for this, but now I can't do it. And because everyone is on different, well, I'm the only UK member of the group, so trying to get hold of you lot, it just doesn't happen till like 3 days down the line or a day down the line. So that would be quite frustrating. But no, the audio cues, you guys are like, nah, keep that in, take that out. It's like, yeah, that's really helpful. You're doing my job for me. I need to do click, delete, edit, done, sorted.
So, do you have any tips and tricks for somebody doing audio, like advice when going on a long haul of editing big parts of audio?
Okay. So there's a few things that I would say. First of all, make sure you save regularly. Save, back out, and come back in. Try and have everything prepped and ready, so when you are able to, because if you're doing it as a hobby, it's a little different than doing it as a job. If you're doing it as a hobby, make sure you have everything prepped and ready for when you feel in the mood to do it, so then you can just get on. You don't have to worry about anything. If everything's done, you can just sit down and get on, because sometimes you have to be in the mood for this sort of stuff. If you're doing it as a job, well, that's your fault. Yeah, get on with it. Try not to get too frustrated with things as well. I remember when I've been editing and there'll be like certain noises or people's audios will be peaking at certain times or people haven't looked into certain things. Don't let these things annoy you. Try and keep cool, because if you don't, you just, the end result isn't going to be as good, or you'll just give up and rage quit there and then. Just try and keep it all calm, try and keep it all cool, just enjoy the audio, and take it slowly. Maybe have a bit of like calming music in the background. I don't know, I never did that. I had rock music in the background. That's it. And you just want to chill with it.
Hit up some of those lo-fi beats or maybe a Mastodon song.
Nice. That sounds like me when I was editing.
Was there any other audio editing software that you thought about using, or was it basically you were... Well, I guess the question is, did you search for any extra audio editing software?
To say yes, I'd be lying. Unfortunately, no. I was using the thing I was using because I've used it for YouTube editing and stuff like that, and I've done a lot of YouTube video editing. I just found it convenient. It was free and it was already on my computer, so I was just like, might as well continue using it. And instead of looking for a better version of something, I just kept using it. I was stubborn. But if hindsight, should have probably had a look at any sort of decent audio editing software. A lot of the software that I found, because I started looking into making music and stuff, but a lot of the stuff I found for making music doesn't, I don't think it has the same sort of podcasty effect, if you know what I mean. Yeah, if you're trying to edit, you know, 5 layers of 4 hour long audio, probably best not to use a software that is predominantly for making music, that usually only accepts around about, you know, 15 minutes of of audio at max. You know, it will start losing performance, I'm pretty certain, like my video editing software did. Sometimes if you weren't on the ball with it, you would I mean, it's not a massive problem, but sometimes you're not on the ball with it with the video editing software. You can actually choose how long of the segment or which part of the segment you want to export. So I would always, every now and again, I'd forget. I would completely edit everything, forget to save, obviously. And then I would export like 5 minutes of the audio instead of the whole 4 hours. Is never fun. And I've done it before where I've actually uploaded it and said, right, here's your finished audio. And it's like, it's 5 minutes long. Oh, okay. Looks like I'm going to have to go back and do it again. What do you mean, where's the rest of it? That's all 2 hours. It uploaded in literal seconds. Whoops.
All right, so it's about time that we wrap up our podcast for the night anyway. So I want to thank you again very much for coming, but we are now getting into the namesake of the show, which is the insight part of Ready, Set, Roll, Insight. So what I like to do is whenever it comes to the end of the show, me and my guest, we both give a piece of insight to the tabletop community for better role-playing scenarios or maybe better mindset to bring to the table.
Right, well, mine would be, actually, I'll make it like a double-barreled. First of all, for me personally, I say go roleplay heavy with your characters, because the more you put into a D&D session, the more you're likely to get out, the more enjoyable it is for you and the rest of the table. And this also goes for any DMs. The book are guidelines. They are guidelines. Feel free to experiment and be creative with the rules. I do it all the time, and I think it's a great way of just bringing out your own touch into a tabletop roleplay. Yeah, I think about does me.
But yeah, thank you very much for coming on to the show. This is where we're going to end it. Again, man, I thank you so much for recording with me and doing the interview.
No, you're very welcome. I enjoy doing stuff like this anyway, and if anybody wishes to pick my brains, they're very welcome to it. There's not a lot left, so best to get it while it's hot.
Go ahead and plug yourself away, give us your information and everything, and then we'll send you on your way.
Well, basically, if you catch me on Twitch, I am Engines The Stone, all one word. And you'll find me, and we do some crazy-ass stuff, mostly just personality stuff. Silliness while playing games, but we do have some gaming content as well. But generally, we don't stick around for that. It's all about how much fun we can have. I guess I have a YouTube channel, but I don't really use it at the moment. You can also find me on Instagram as Engines The Stone. I think that about does for my plugs, because I don't use anything else. I'm a bit of a Twitch boy at the moment, going heavy on the old streaming. So,
thank you all for tuning into this episode of Insight. Thanks again for listening. All of Rodar plugs will be in the show notes below. And if you're a fan of Rodar, Engines The Stone on Twitch, and you came over here because of this interview, go ahead and give us a like and follow us on our many listening platforms such as Podbean and iTunes. We are Ready, Set, Roll. It's Ready, Set, Roll, Podbean 1 for the Podbean stuff. And then you can just find us on iTunes as Ready, Set, Roll. Not the country song. That is a mistake we get every once in a while. But yeah, thank you very much for listening, and you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.